Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Yesterday was the 15th anniversary of 9/11. So it's been 15 long years since that act of war against America by Islamic terrorists. And since then, there have been over 29,000 additional lethal terrorist attacks by members of the Religion of Peace. Simply misunderstood. So in a few minutes, we'll draw a lesson from this now, the 15th anniversary. A lesson from the fact that it's been now 15 years since 9/11 regarding something interesting, regarding the end times industry, the professional prophecy guys, the authors and preachers like Jonathan Kahn, who we've had on this program. If you missed that interview, and especially that show summary, it's just a couple pages long, just fascinating. It's easy to find, kgov.com/con, kgov.com/CAHN. And then there's also the latest report of Google manipulating search results and the search auto-complete function. You know about that? You start to type in anti-Hillary, anti-Trump, and they manipulate the results, steering people away from negative reports on Hillary and toward negative reports on Trump. And they're doing this affecting people by the millions. And so that, of course, is very significant. Sadly, in fact, that might play into why we have such high rankings for searches based on Trump pro-life or Donald Trump pro-life. Out of tens of thousands of possible pages, we have been ranked number one with our report at prolifeprofiles.com. And I say sadly because it could be that Google recognizes that this is an anti-Trump website, and so they might rank it at the top. And of course, that kind of manipulation based on what people are actually looking for and clicking on and finding, just like Facebook has manipulated the news against the conservative Christian worldview and toward the secular, godless, left-wing, progressive, socialist, evolutionist worldview. Google obviously does the same. So we have those issues we'd like to get to. Then also, we caught CBS News yesterday, their alleged journalist, straining at a gnat again as they were reporting on Hillary's latest fainting spell. Now, it's on their website right now. They've embedded the difficult-to-watch video of when Hillary Clinton was leaving Ground Zero early before the conclusion of the 9/11 memorial ceremony and about to get into her SUV surrounded by Secret Service agents. And she begins to collapse. It's very difficult to watch. You know, when people are ill, physically sick, whether it's your enemy or not, it's difficult to watch for me, I expect for you. But CBS goes out of their way to give this disclaimer of the video. They say this. They say, this is unconfirmed footage of Clinton leaving the 9/11 memorial ceremony. I mean, unconfirmed footage. Remember Jesus saying, hypocrites, blind guides, you strain out a gnat and swallow a camel? Well, all the non-Bible-based media are blind guides. Do you get that? All the non-Bible-based media are blind guides. And it's especially irksome when something is overtly obvious and the media says alleged or unconfirmed. You know, Hillary could stab Trump through the heart during the first debate in front of 40 million viewers, and they would report that she was just trying to make a point. The Clinton campaign is attributing the debate interruption to technical malfunction. So unconfirmed footage, I mean, really? Here is Hillary fainting in the middle of a circle of Secret Service agents. They were reporting on this almost as it was happening. What? For a prankster, that would be record speed for photoshopping an image. But this isn't an image. This is video. You can't just Photoshop video. What, they think they've discovered the world's fastest special effects guy? Just this past week, to give another example of this, there was yet another report of a public school teacher molesting a student. Just horrific. It was a homosexual male teacher molesting boys. And the media, of course, used the word alleged, even after the homosexual teacher and his male partner committed suicide. They killed themselves after this became public. And after one of the boys provided police with photos of him, sexual photos of him with the teacher, and other victims, students, speaking to the police about the teacher and his partner luring them. It's just all horrific, and the media says alleged. So why are we the only ones to point out that the alleged journalist at CBS News are calling this unconfirmed footage? They're alleged journalists, right? I mean, do you have proof? Did they show you their diploma where they graduated from the Columbia School of Journalism? Did they show you their diploma? Or are they alleged journalists? So when Jesus talked about hypocrites who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel, I mean, in America, the non-Bible-based media are blind guides. They strain out a gnat and they swallow a camel. Hillary Clinton's health is irrelevant. It'd be like any murderous tyrant's health. That's irrelevant. What matters is that she advocates, like Donald Trump, she advocates killing innocent children. That's disqualifying. If your candidate advocates killing innocent children, then you are immoral. Then you are using your influence to try to improve your life and consenting to someone who will kill an innocent child so that things you think will be better off. And guess what? They won't be better off. They just won't be. You strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Now, Google manipulating search results, that's been known for some time. And now manipulating the autocomplete function, which is fascinating because when there is a negative offered in a search autocomplete list, like something to do with scandal, if somebody types in crooked, right, they're not going to get crooked Hillary on Google as a suggested autocomplete, even though with trending terms, that's overwhelmingly vastly more popular than crooked teeth. They'll get crooked teeth and they'll get crooked creek, but they won't get crooked Hillary. When someone does a search term about, let's say it was Mike Pence, they don't know much about Mike Pence or Tim Kaine, vice presidential candidates, and they do a search term, if there is a negative in the options offered, like Tim Kaine scandal, then overwhelmingly people will pick that one, click on that, instead of the other search term options. Overwhelmingly. And so when people Google conservative candidates, including Donald Trump, they get scandalous options to click on. When they Google Hillary, they don't. Of course, search term results and autocomplete results change, but generally speaking, and for millions of users. And so by excluding negative results for searches regarding Hillary Clinton, Google is steering literally millions of people toward positive reports and obscuring from them negative reports. So that's fascinating. That's not surprising. The fact that Google's founders are billionaires many times over, the fact that Bill Gates at Microsoft is a billionaire many times over, that's understandable. Because when you help people by the hundreds of millions, or even by the billions, when you actually help a billion people to perform their daily tasks more efficiently, then it makes sense that money will flow to you, because the more people you help, then most likely the more successful you will be financially. And so Google literally helps billions of people accomplish their daily tasks, the things they need to do or they think they need to do or they want to do in their lives. So that kind of influence is making Google more powerful than many national governments. Google is more powerful than many countries in the world. I would say than the vast majority of countries in the world. And that's an issue, of course. Now, beginning next month, the U.S. is no longer in control of the internet. So the Obama administration has transferred that control to a foreign body. And so that, of course, could increase the use of the internet and the infrastructure of the internet to minimize the voice of conservative Christians and to maximize the voice of the godless. And so we may be right now for Bob and Harriet Live, Denver Bible Church, Real Science Radio, Theology Thursday, we may be in a sweet spot of being discovered, of discoverability over the internet, with Google giving such favorable rankings to Bob and Harriet Live and our various ministries, including our work with American Right to Life and Pro-Life Profiles and our hosting of YoungEarth.com and 360DayYear.com. So when you do well on Google rankings, that's a very significant accomplishment. And a lot of people, of course, don't understand how that works. In fact, nobody really does except for Google. But some people are more naive to the whole process. Like somebody has a small business in Toledo, Ohio, and they Google, you know, say auto parts, and there they are at the very top of the first page. And they're so thrilled because they think, wow, when you Google auto parts, we're right at the top. When they don't realize that Google is showing them what they want to see, because Google knows that's their business. So if you own a pizza place and you Google pizza and you see your pizza place at the top, that doesn't mean everyone else sees your pizza place at the top. Google is showing you what you want to see, so you like Google, right? So it's, how does Google rank web pages and websites? How do they rank them for the average person in the public in your city, your state, your country, and around the world? And it is extraordinarily sophisticated, the effort that they used. For example, how many quantum computers are there in the world? Quantum computers, where they are using subatomic mechanics, quantum mechanics, to provide computer processing. How many in the world? Well, there are two so far. As of September 2016, there are two that have been purchased by clients, like by end users. Aside from the manufacturer, the two that have been purchased so far, one was purchased by Google in cooperation with NASA, and the second by USC, University of Southern California. And an article about quantum computing at USC's website, it says this: Google uses a page ranking algorithm that is rumored to be the largest numerical calculation carried out anywhere in the world. How's that? Now, if you're a homeschooler and you have kids doing algebra and trigonometry and all that, you know what large numerical calculations are like. But imagine the largest numerical calculations carried out anywhere in the world, and they're being done by Google. And so consider when an organization puts out an article and they're doing well in the search results. I'll give you an example with one of our dearest friends, in fact, our favorite scientist. He is Dr. Walt Brown. And his book, we sell it. It's called In the Beginning. And his flood model is called the hydroplate theory. And if Walt is essentially correct that the water for the global flood came from below the crust when the fountains of the great deep broke forth and flooded the earth, if he's right, then we can understand the origin of many of Earth's features and the peculiarities of our solar system. So let me give you examples. If you Google origin of asteroids, what do you think about that? Because asteroids, they're potentially dangerous, right? An asteroid could impact the Earth and kill millions of people, and billions even. So these mavericks of the solar system, meteoroids, asteroids, comets, they're inherently dangerous, and they were not part of the original creation when God made a paradise for mankind, not only in the Garden of Eden, but on the whole earth, and in our, of course, solar system. He made a paradise, and so people were not going to get killed by the environment. So when you Google, not just the Christian, but when anyone Googles origin of asteroids, Google estimates that there are 550,000 web pages that are relevant to that topic, and they rank Walt Brown as number one. Number one, origin of Earth's radioactivity, they rank Walt Brown, his website, creationscience.com, which we link to frequently, number one of 265,000 pages. How about this? Origin of ocean trenches. You know, in the Pacific, there are all these deep trenches like the Marianas Trench. Origin of ocean trenches, they rank Walt Brown's website number one out of 415,000 relevant pages. These are astounding accomplishments, especially considering the fact that the entire secular world despises flood geology and young earth creationism and a biblical worldview. They despise all that. And so at our website, which is kgov.com/flood, we list all these accomplishments because they are truly extraordinary. How about the origin of frozen mammoths? Google ranks Walt's website as number one out of 370,000 related pages, and not just his whole website, but of course they link you right to the part of his book, the chapter, the section, the page that's most relevant for you to begin reading on these topics. Now, a lot of people have never heard of trans-Neptunian objects, but there are objects out beyond Neptune that mystify secular astronomers. They absolutely mystify them, but as a biblical creationist, with a proper flood model, we could understand the origin of TNOs. So you Google that, and Walt is number one at a 60,000 pages. How about this? Origin of the Grand Canyon. You think that's a popular search term? Origin of the Grand Canyon? The president of American Right to Life, Leslie Hanks, and her husband, John Hanks, who's been on this program, he was on the governor's board of chiropractic a few years back, and we interviewed him at the time about how could the spinal column possibly evolve. And when I asked that question, after John stopped laughing, then we talked about the human spinal column, our vertebrae. and what would happen to any species, any vertebrate species, if their spinal column wasn't working well. What would happen to the species? And so at any rate, they are on a vacation right now at the Grand Canyon. And so Leslie contacted me before they left and said, I'd like to find out about Walt's work. I said, Leslie, on this topic, so we could better understand what we were seeing, said, just Google Origin of the Grand Canyon, and there it is, number one, out of 745,000 pages. And then also, of course, creation, evolution, flood. If somebody searches for creation, evolution, flood, those three words, Walt is ranked number one out of 7.5 million web pages. And that's astounding because that also beats Ken Ham in Answers in Genesis and CMI, Creation Ministries International. So Walt is our favorite scientist for a reason. And Google has also, with their world's largest mathematical calculation, they've also ranked our work here at Bob and Yurt Live and Real Science Radio wonderfully highly. In fact, for terms like evidence against the Big Bang, number one. Big Bang predictions. Big Bang predictions, which is supposed to prove the theory, number one. Number one. So we are rather thrilled that we have this discoverability, and we have a long list of the many search terms where we rank number one or very highly, like dinosaur soft tissue, you know, as an example. And the trochlea of the human eye, the eye trochlea. I mean, who would ever think about that, right? But geocentrism rebutted. And what is the firmament of day two? And scholars doubting Darwin. And Donald Trump pro-life. And Romney pro-life. And Sarah Palin pro-life. And Ann Coulter pro-life. I mean, number one for most of these. Abortion vigilante, like when people go in and shoot up an abortion mill. Number one, our article at American Right to Life. Why was Canaan cursed? Number one. Is God outside of time? Number one. And so many others, so many search terms. And so we are thrilled with that discoverability, but we might be in the sweet spot. We might be in the sweet spot of that opportunity with the internet being handed over to an international body and with Google and Facebook becoming more aggressive on biasing search results and the discoverability of conservative Christian news. So now finally, regarding the 15th anniversary of 9/11, I mentioned it's been 15 long years, and I said it was long years for a reason, because I'd like us to consider the message from the end times community, the professional prophecy guys, authors and preachers like Jonathan Kahn and his book, The Harbinger. And if you missed that on Bob and Yurt Live, you really owe it to yourself. If that's a topic you're at all interested in, to go to kgov.com/Kahn, C-A-H-N, kgov.com/CAHN or /Harbinger. That will get you there also. And listen to that interview and then read the show summary, because we point out very explicitly how easy it is to misuse current events, to manipulate the headlines and make the claim that this is a fulfillment of end times prophecy. So because 9/11 happened, because the European Union had 10 nations, you know, and now it doesn't, because Israel became a nation in 1948, because of these things, we know that the tribulation is right around the corner, that the rapture is right around the corner, that the end times, the second coming is right around the corner. Well, all of that contradicts the incontrovertible teaching of the New Testament that when the Lord ascended into heaven, his return has always been imminent. In other words, he could return at any time. That was the belief of the apostles. That was their writing in the New Testament. And that has been the belief of the church. And so that means that nothing could happen historically that would indicate that, okay, now the Lord could return, because he could have returned at any moment in the last 2,000 years. So when 9/11 happened, if you recall, the end times, the prophecy professionals, the authors and talk show hosts and preachers, presented it as overt evidence that we're now in the end times. This is it. It's now 15 years later. It's the 15th anniversary. And so that's not a tremendous amount of time, but that's a good chunk of someone's life. And we are still here. So 15 years ago, the prophecy teachers were all abuzz that 9/11 was a harbinger, a sign that the end times were right around the corner. And so, hey, that was a pretty long corner, no, so far? But now the signs are even more clear, no? No. So we noted the irony earlier this past summer of one of the big end times ministries. They celebrated their 40th year on the air. 40 years. And they did not realize the irony of their own celebration. 40 years and no second coming? When they started, do you think they would have agreed that 40 years from then there would have been no tribulation, no rapture, no second coming? Of course, all these things are real. God has revealed these to us in the Old and New Testament, the rapture in the New Testament, in the end times, the second coming in the Old and the New Testaments, and the tribulation, especially in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and the book of Revelation. So all these things are real. The Lord is going to return, but it is the misuse of Scripture and somewhat manipulating to use the headlines to tell people they need to donate to your ministry because, look, we're in the end times and there's not much time left. Now, we've pointed out on the show that end times people don't really believe what they're telling you. They want you to believe it so they feel more confident in their own claims. I have for decades now offered to end times teachers, well, if you really believe that we're in the end times, that this is it in the next 2, 3, 5 years, 10 years, then let me buy all your worldly goods, all your property right now. You could use the money for ministry, but I don't get to take possession of your home, your land, your retirement account, whatever, until 10 years from now or 20 years from now. So I'll give you what? It's just money to you because you believe that we'll be in the tribulation or the second coming will have occurred in 10 years from now. So let me give you $1,000, say $5,000. You got a lot of property. Maybe I'll give you $10,000. I'll take possession in 10 years. How's that?